Chapter 3, Portfolios, Displaying Your Accomplishments. Introduction. The job market is an ever-changing landscape that gives job seekers the opportunity to showcase their skills effectively. Personal branding is important in the competitive job market, and job seekers must think about how they will market themselves. As a job seeker, you are actually selling a product. You. This is why the way you highlight your skills and accomplishments is an important consideration in being hired. In this era of increasing competition, employers seek well-rounded candidates who bring more than just academic qualifications to the table. As the job market continues to evolve, hiring managers are looking for individuals who can effectively communicate their skills and experiences. Portfolios serve as dynamic and personalized tools that go beyond a traditional resume, allowing candidates to showcase their work, projects, and achievements in a more meaningful way. They go beyond simply telling employers that you are the best candidate by showing them via targeted samples that demonstrate evidence of generally desirable professional skills. When well-crafted, a portfolio is a unique asset that can help you stand out and that presents a comprehensive picture of the future contributions you can make to prospective employers. The goal of this chapter is to empower you to create effective portfolios that set you apart in the job market. We will focus on developing essential skills for portfolio construction and provide a guide for the process. After establishing the significance of portfolios, we will turn to reviewing competencies and skills, followed by practical steps to identify, construct, and use portfolios effectively. Helpful hint: a portfolio is a collection of documents that showcase your skills, experiences, and accomplishments. It tells the story of who you are professionally. Section 3.1. What is a portfolio and why is it important? Portfolios are used in many careers and are an integral part of professional development and mapping professional growth and career goals in a way that allows potential employers to visualize how your continued development could benefit their organization. Loretto highlights the differences between resumes and portfolios. While a resume presents your work history, skills, and other qualifications, a portfolio showcases the actual work you've done. Resumes are typically 1 to 2 pages long, whereas portfolios allow for more detail and are usually multiple pages. While most jobs typically require resumes, portfolios are not always required. Often, a resume can be incorporated as one component of a portfolio. The portfolio is not meant to replace the resume, but to complement it. Portfolios provide a visual representation of what you are capable of and may include work samples, completed projects, certifications, awards, and testimonials, to name a few. Consider it to be a virtual resume that provides examples of your current capabilities along with your future potential. See your ebook for an example of an online portfolio that would be accessed on a website or social media site, and a digital format portfolio, such as a PDF, both of which will be discussed in more detail later in the chapter. Table 3.1 in your ebook identifies some of the advantages of having a portfolio. Section 3.2, Building a Professional Portfolio. Building a strong portfolio can be challenging. The examples we just reviewed showed us the finished portfolio product. Let's take a look at the main components that go into building a portfolio that best displays your skill set, education, and work experience. We conclude this section with a video in your ebook that provides detailed step-by-step instruction on how to put all of these elements together. Goal and purpose of a portfolio. The best time to start compiling your portfolio is now. Many portfolios are started prior to or during the final term of courses. Sometimes they are done in a capstone course over the length of a term. In some cases, they are gradually built throughout a program as students progress toward their degree. However, don't fret, because it is never too late to start building a portfolio. Before developing your portfolio, it is crucial to clearly define its purpose and overarching goals. Identifying the intended use of the portfolio lays the foundation for the content and presentation style. Whether the portfolio is intended for academic, professional, or personal purposes, understanding its primary objective helps curate relevant materials. Additionally, Specifying the goals ensures that the portfolio serves its intended function effectively. If the goal is to stand out in the competitive job market, you can strategically select and organize content that directly aligns with the requirements of the desired position. Typical inclusions in a portfolio include an introduction or about me section, resume/CV, work samples, certificates, awards, testimonies, professional development, and personal statement. Setting specific goals for the portfolio, such as showcasing relevant work experience, highlighting key skills, and demonstrating a strong professional identity, ensures a targeted and impactful portfolio. One important consideration is to avoid including personal information, such as religion or family status, to prevent discrimination and bias in the hiring process. Keep the focus on showcasing your professional achievements, and let your personality shine through the contents of your portfolio. Employing a purposeful approach enhances the portfolio's relevance to the job application, and also positions you as an ideal fit for the prospective role, thereby increasing the likelihood of securing the desired employment opportunity. Helpful hint: don't wait for the perfect moment to start your portfolio. Begin today and continuously update it as you progress. Competencies. Build awareness of your value in the workplace by identifying your competencies. You may be asking, what is a competency? A competency is the ability to perform a task successfully. It includes knowledge, skills, abilities, personal characteristics, experiences, and behavior. Some competencies are soft skills or people skills, such as effective communication, teamwork, or creativity. Other competencies are hard skills or technical skills, such as lesson planning, classroom management, and technological abilities. Think back to the self-assessments you did in Chapter 2 and the personal narrative you built in Chapter 1 to help spark ideas for what you would like to include. The U.S. Department of Labor developed a framework for categorizing competencies into related skills, abilities, and knowledge clusters. The building blocks, shown in Figure 3.1, are presented as tiers. Competencies lower on the tier are more general and can apply to various professional environments, while the upper tiers are more specific to certain spheres. The pyramid format represents the increasing specificity and specialization of knowledge and skills as one narrows their focus to specific job opportunities. The clusters, in particular, are essential for successful job performance in specific jobs and industries. Determine which competencies are critical for future employers or job roles. One way to do so is to consult specific industry standards or requirements listed in a job posting. For example, if you want to teach, what specific credentials are needed, such as specific tests and certifications? Focusing on specific competencies will enable you to create portfolios that are streamlined and easier for an employer to review. Table 3.2 in your ebook gives a more detailed look at what each tier entails. For the example, we are using a teacher candidate. Identifying competencies across different tiers of the model can help you envision and clarify your professional goals. Use the competency checklist that comes next to assist with this. As you identify your unique set of competencies, remember that both hard and soft skills are important. After identifying your competencies, consider narrowing them down to 5 or 6 that are most relevant to the role you seek for a more targeted focus. You can also build your own competency model using an online interactive tool provided by Career One Stop. Visit your ebook for the link and for a downloadable competency checklist. Identifying and cataloging accomplishments. Identifying achievements and competencies is just one piece of the puzzle. You must also find the best way to articulate them effectively. When identifying key career achievements, self-assessment is crucial. Self-assessment. As discussed in Chapter 1, self-reflection has been found to be key in developing important career-relevant skills, including interviewing. During the self-reflection phase, think about academic achievements, extracurricular activities, and work experiences. Craft a compelling introduction that provides an overview of your background and aspirations. To enhance the self-reflection phase and create a more persuasive introduction in your professional portfolio, consider a skills audit. A skills audit allows you to identify any gaps in your hard and soft skills, as well as identify your proficiency level for each skill. There are tests you can take as part of the auditing process. You can then use the audit to complete a SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, analysis, for further insight. SWOT analysis. Using a SWOT analysis to develop your portfolio can be a strategic method to leverage strengths, address weaknesses, seize opportunities, and manage potential threats. See Figure 3.2 in your ebook. Strengths. Recognize your core competencies, skills, and unique attributes that differentiate you from others in your field. Take into account education, certifications, experience, and any specialized knowledge or expertise. Highlight any achievements, awards, or recognition you've earned in your career. Incorporate positive feedback from those you've interacted with professionally, such as colleagues, supervisors, or clients. Weaknesses. Assess areas where there may be a lack of skills or experience. Identify any gaps in your education or professional career. Consider feedback you've received regarding areas needing improvement. Be honest about any limitations or obstacles you've faced in your career. Opportunities. Explore emerging trends, technologies, or changes in your field that you can leverage. Identify potential avenues for professional growth, such as attending professional conferences or pursuing additional certifications. Consider networking opportunities or collaborations that can enrich the contents of your portfolio. Stay informed on market demands and adjust your portfolio to meet evolving needs. Threats. Acknowledge potential obstacles or challenges in your field. Consider economic, technological, or industry-specific risks. Identify competitors and analyze their strengths to understand potential barriers. Stay adaptable and be prepared to address the unexpected. Reviewing past evaluations and feedback. Reviewing past evaluations and feedback from professors and supervisors is important. It can help you identify additional strengths to add to your SWOT analysis in the following ways. 1. Gaining validation from experts. Assessments and feedback from past or present mentors and supervisors offer great insight into your growth as a professional by providing firsthand knowledge. 2. Identifying patterns. Reviewing past evaluations can unveil recurring strengths highlighted by different evaluators, revealing a core set of competencies that define you professionally. 3. Addressing developmental feedback. Embracing constructive criticism is an integral part of any evaluation. Rather than viewing feedback and constructive criticism as putting a spotlight on weaknesses, search for any valuable insights they provide and identify efforts made to address them to demonstrate your commitment to continuous improvement and professional excellence. 4. Creating a holistic self-portrait. Combining evaluations and feedback helps demonstrate a comprehensive self-portrait of your professional identity and supports your narrative in an authentic way. 5. Utilizing feedback for empowerment. Leverage your strengths effectively by integrating insights into your portfolio, positioning yourself to articulate your unique value proposition clearly and confidently. In essence, reviewing past evaluations and feedback isn't looking back retroactively. It is a practical way to equip you with the knowledge to navigate your professional future successfully. Academic records, certificates, and awards. When viewing academic records, extract relevant information from transcripts, certificates, and academic awards. In this way, you not only showcase pertinent information, but also provide credibility to your accomplishments. Transcripts provide a comprehensive overview of your academic performance, listing courses, grades, and credits. When extracting information for your portfolio, focus on relevant coursework and the skills and knowledge obtained. Identify key courses that align with your field of interest and highlight those that have contributed most significantly to your professional growth. If beneficial, include your cumulative GPA and highlight any noteworthy achievements, such as earning a place on the dean's list or receiving academic honors. In cases of poor scores, provide context if necessary, by mentioning any external factors that may have impacted your grades or any improvements made over time. Again, focusing on the coursework and skills or knowledge obtained. Certificates often recognize specialized training or achievements beyond regular coursework. When extracting information for your portfolio for this section, include certifications that showcase specific skills or competencies relevant to your professional goals, in addition to certificates earned for completing projects or coursework that demonstrate hands-on application of knowledge. Awards recognize outstanding achievements and contributions to academia. When extracting information for your portfolio, be sure to include notable achievements that showcase academic awards received for excellence in a particular subject, outstanding performance in research, or contributions to a specific field. Also, include any awards recognizing leadership roles in academic organizations or extracurricular activities. Incorporating relevant information from your academic records demonstrates your commitment to excellence and your ability to excel in your chosen field. If applicable, highlight notable non-academic accomplishments, awards, recognition, projects, and work. These may include awards received for community service, philanthropy, arts and creativity, sports and fitness, leadership and mentorship, and volunteering, to name a few. Should your portfolio focus on job skills or personality traits? Building a professional portfolio involves strategically integrating both job skills and personality traits to present a comprehensive and compelling narrative to potential employers. Within the portfolio, job skills, which are the tangible and task-oriented aspects, are spotlighted through the inclusion of relevant projects, certifications, and specific achievements. These serve as concrete evidence of your ability to execute specific job responsibilities effectively. Personality traits are also woven into the portfolio's fabric, though they may be more subtle and are revealed through your communication style, collaborative experiences, and problem-solving approaches highlighted. Including examples that showcase adaptability, leadership, or effective teamwork in project descriptions or personal statements can offer a snapshot into how your personality traits contribute to a positive and productive work environment. Striking a harmonious balance between highlighting job skills and subtly showcasing personality traits ensures that the portfolio reflects technical competence while also painting a complete picture of you as a valuable and well-rounded professional. Telling a story. As discussed in Chapter 1, storytelling makes accomplishments more engaging and memorable. When you link specific experiences to skills and values, you create a more cohesive narrative about yourself. Consider including anecdotes that highlight personal and professional growth. Here's an example of how a prospective educator might structure such a narrative. Introduction. Begin with an introduction that expresses your passion for your chosen field and indicates the transformative journey that awaits. As I begin my career in early childhood education, I am filled with anticipation and excitement. More than a job, what lies ahead are many experiences that will mold me into an educator, dedicated to making a lasting impact on the lives of my students. Anecdote 1. Early passion and the call to field. Share a personal story that reflects your early passion for your field and the moment that ignited your desire. For as long as I can remember, I was drawn to and in awe of the power of learning. I remember always volunteering to help classmates who needed extra assistance and participating in every organized science and social studies fair. This early commitment and passion paved the road for the long journey ahead. Link to skills and values. Connect the anecdote to the skills and values that will be crucial for the prospective role. This early passion fueled my commitment to creating inclusive learning environments where everyone feels welcomed, valued, and supported, no matter their background or ability level. It instilled in me a dedication to be curious, introspective, and empathetic, as education is a powerful field, and a belief in the potential of every individual to succeed with proper guidance and encouragement is essential for student success. Anecdote 2. Educational exploration and connection to field. Describe an experience, perhaps during internships or educational projects, that exemplify your eagerness to connect and create meaningful experiences. During my practicum experience, I was able to witness a light bulb go off with a student who was having trouble identifying their shapes. The joy and reward of their success fueled my desire to further create engaging lessons that were fun, were practical, and helped students develop a love of learning, the same love that I have for learning that inspires and informs my teaching style. This moment highlighted the profound impact that teachers have in the lives of their students. Link to skills and values. Articulate the skills and values derived from this exploration. This experience emphasized the importance of effective communication, compassion, and the ability to tailor lessons to accommodate diverse student needs. It reinforced my belief that education is not just about delivering content, but also about forming connections with students, understanding their unique abilities, and helping them overcome challenges. Anticipation of what's to come. Sum up the experiences and express your eagerness for the journey ahead. On this exciting journey in the world of early childhood education, I bring with me my early and ongoing passion, the lessons learned from my various experiences, and a commitment to fostering a positive and inclusive learning environment. The opportunities that exist in guiding and inspiring future generations fills me with much anticipation for the meaningful impact I hope to make in the lives of all of my future students. Reflection. Conclude by reflecting on the values that will guide your future endeavors. As I take my first steps into a career in education, I am guided by the belief that everyone holds unique potential and that, as an educator, I have not only the privilege but the responsibility to nurture that potential. This narrative isn't just a replay of my journey so far. It's a public declaration of my commitment to creating a positive, engaging, and transformative educational experience for the students I will have the honor of teaching. Crafting a narrative in this manner helps weave a cohesive and engaging story that showcases both personal and professional growth, making your accomplishments more memorable and relatable. Now, try this with your own story. Adding artifacts. Include a visual representation of your work by including artifacts. Artifacts can include papers or projects completed during your degree program, work projects completed outside of the university, documentation of industry-specific certifications, evidence of prior learning, and resumes. By adding artifacts, you are providing evidence of your competencies. Each artifact should provide evidence that you have achieved one of your key competencies. For each artifact, write a short paragraph summarizing the artifact's contents and pointing out how it aligns with your competency and professional goals. When choosing artifacts to include, Saland suggests asking yourself the following questions. 1. What does the item reveal about my skills, knowledge, growth, experiences, self-reflections, and attitudes? 2. Is the item consistent with my educational philosophy and best practices? 3. Does the item demonstrate my best work? 4. Is the item free of grammatical and other errors? 5. Is the item authentic, and does it showcase my skills and experiences working with students, families, and other professionals? 6. What processes and experiences did I engage in to produce the item? 7. What does the item reveal about me on a personal level? A survey of school administrators revealed that over 90% believed that the following should be included in the portfolio: a resume, a certification document, transcript, classroom management plan, letter of recommendation, teaching philosophy, and goals. A study of 5,310 human resources managers reported that they found the following most valuable: resumes/references, 93%, written work, 39%, projects, 37%, presentations, 33%, lesson plans, 23%, case studies, 7%, and artistic performances, 6%. Table 3.3 in your ebook includes artifacts that should be considered for various roles in the realm of education. Using a portfolio checklist like the one in your ebook to ensure you have included all recommended elements in your portfolio, including artifacts, can also be helpful. Helpful hint: organize your portfolio in a logical order, starting with your most impressive and relevant work to capture the viewer's attention immediately. Section 3.3. Displaying the portfolio. assembling a professional portfolio demands thoughtful consideration of the most suitable format. Choosing the right portfolio type is a pivotal decision that hinges on factors such as industry norms, personal preferences, and the specific impact you aim to achieve. This section will explore three distinct portfolio types, each catering to unique needs and preferences: online, digital, and physical portfolios. As we explore the advantages, disadvantages, and characteristics of each format, you will gain valuable insights to make an informed decision aligned with your professional goals. Whether opting for the dynamic accessibility of online portfolios, the versatility of shareable PDFs, or the tangible impact of physical portfolios, understanding the degrees of each option is essential for effectively showcasing your skills and accomplishments in the competitive professional landscape. Online portfolios. One may consider constructing an online portfolio due to increased accessibility. A portfolio that is housed on the internet is available to potential employers anytime and anywhere. An online portfolio allows for multimedia to be implemented, which may include videos and graphics to make it more engaging. In an online portfolio, you also have the ability to link directly to your LinkedIn profile, Google Sites, or other relevant sites. An online portfolio is also easy to maintain. You can instantly make updates to keep your portfolio current and reflective of your continual growth. Depending on which type of online portfolio you opt for, you may be able to use the built-in analytic tools to see how many people have engaged with your portfolio and what areas of the portfolio were most popular. Online portfolios are also cost-effective because you do not incur the cost of printing like with a physical portfolio. They allow you to capture and display media in more creative and varied ways. One study conducted with school principals found out that principals found e-portfolios to be helpful to the applicant screening process, but also that navigating them was cumbersome. Other disadvantages to online portfolios are technical issues, security concerns, and limited personalization. This format does rely on an internet connection, and sometimes websites do not work. Additionally, personal information is available to the world, which may make you more susceptible to hacking or unauthorized access. Finally, you are limited to the capabilities of the website you choose to utilize, which may not allow for as much customization and personalization compared to physical or digital portfolios. The resources section provides links to several sites that you may want to use to develop an online portfolio, including Canva, Folio, and Wix. Digital PDF portfolios. Storing your portfolio digitally, as a PDF, for example, is another viable option. One benefit to this is that it will be downloadable and shareable, which makes for easy distribution since you can attach it to emails. A digital portfolio also allows for consistent formatting, and potential employers will see your portfolio as you intended, no matter which software or device they view it from. This portfolio type would also allow employers to view it without the need for an internet connection. A digital version of a portfolio can also be printed if a hard copy is desired by either the employer or employee, as well as attached on Google Sites, LinkedIn, and job application sites that allow attachments. Some of the disadvantages of a digital portfolio include limited interactivity, large file size, and limited update capabilities. Online portfolios allow for more interactive content, such as multimedia, which is more engaging for viewers. Images and multimedia elements can increase the file size of the digital portfolio, making it harder to email or upload, thus possibly adding a step for viewers if the digital portfolio has to be housed elsewhere for viewing. Finally, updating a digital portfolio is more time-consuming than updating an online one, since they may have to be recreated if not saved in an editable format initially. Physical portfolios. Finally, a physical portfolio allows the employer to physically interact with your work. Depending on the field, this may be preferred. A physical portfolio can leave a lasting impression when included in your interview or meeting. This portfolio type also allows you to tailor and specialize the contents for a specific job opportunity. allowing you to select and include only that which aligns with the requirements for that particular position. Finally, you won't have to worry about a website going down or other types of issues with the technology if you choose to go the hard copy route. In the aforementioned study, principals found that portfolios enhance the interview. Downsides of a physical portfolio include limited accessibility, cost and maintenance, and difficulty in updating. Physical portfolios are not as accessible as online or digital ones. Therefore, viewers will only be able to access them during the interview, unless mailed out ahead of time. Creating and maintaining it can get costly due to printing costs, possible cases or binders to display the portfolio, and maintenance costs when updates are needed. Finally, reprinting pages, adding new ones, and replacing outdated material can be cumbersome when compared to online and digital portfolios. Section 3.4, Using the Portfolio During Interviews. As you advance through the hiring process, the significance of thorough preparation cannot be overstated. The portfolio you meticulously crafted to showcase your skills and achievements becomes a central tool in shaping the narrative of your professional journey during interviews. Let's discuss how to ensure that you not only present your portfolio effectively, but also compellingly articulate your experiences using the following guidance. Familiarize yourself with portfolio content. Before the interview, revisit the contents of your portfolio. Familiarize yourself with key elements that you would like to highlight. This refresher ensures that you are well prepared to discuss any aspect of your portfolio in more detail, should you be asked to do so. Articulate your experiences. When discussing your portfolio during the interview, articulate your experiences with clarity and precision by providing context for your achievements, explaining the challenges faced, and describing the impacts made as a result of your contributions. Use language that communicates what you did and why it matters to the profession. Highlight key achievements. Identify the key achievements within your portfolio that align with the position's specific requirements. As noted in the job announcement, and tailor your discussion to emphasize how your skills and accomplishments make the ideal candidate for the role. Showcase an awareness of your strengths and how they correspond to employers' needs. Respond effectively to questions using portfolio content. Prepare for possible questions that may arise from your portfolio. Develop brief responses related to your experiences. Use narratives within the portfolio to showcase your abilities and problem-solving skills. This point is in fact suggested by principals as they look for alignment between your interview answers and portfolio. Turn your portfolio into a powerful tool. Transform your portfolio from a static document into a dynamic tool that boosts your success in interviews. Seamlessly reference your portfolio during the interview to support your points with visuals, projects, and real-life examples to leave a lasting impression. Showcase flexibility and growth. Highlight instances in your portfolio where you demonstrated adaptability and a commitment to lifelong growth and learning. Showcase how you embraced challenges, learned from experiences, and applied new knowledge to achieve success. This not only reflects a growth mindset, but also positions you as a valuable asset to potential employers. Practice your responses. Rehearse responding to potential interview questions using your portfolio content. Conduct mock interviews with a friend or mentor to refine your delivery and gain valuable feedback via their constructive criticism. Practicing will enhance your confidence and help you effortlessly integrate portfolio discussions into the overall interview dialogue. Align with company culture. Customize your portfolio discussions to resonate with the values and culture of the prospective employer. By demonstrating how your experiences align with the company's mission and objectives, you showcase your qualifications and enthusiasm for contributing to the organization's success. Following these tips can help you effectively leverage your portfolio as a powerful tool to confidently communicate yourself as a professional during the interview. increasing your chances of standing out. Please note that it is possible that a traditional portfolio may not be viewed at the time of the interview, since many committees/principals use the situation, task, action, result, STAR method to give each candidate the same experience. However, if the opportunity presents itself, you will be prepared by using the guidance above. Or, if your resources allow, you may leave your portfolio with the interviewer or interviewers. Section 3.5, Other Considerations. Make sure that you include a table of contents at the beginning of your portfolio. It shows organization and immediately helps the viewer see what is included and where it is located within the portfolio. Double-check to make sure there are no mistakes related to grammar, writing, or punctuation. Do you want the first impression to be that you do not pay attention to detail or are careless? Use proofreading software, such as Grammarly, in addition to going over it again yourself and sharing it with someone else for a fresh set of eyes. Feel free to use images, diagrams, or multimedia to enhance your portfolio's appearance. Just be sure to keep the visual elements consistent in order to maintain a professional appearance. All media should be both meaningful and relevant, focusing on quality over quantity. If you opt to include videos, keep accessibility in mind by providing captions. Using these various elements can help enhance the story you are trying to tell. Assess the overall look, formatting, and professionalism of your portfolio. For example, physical portfolios should have tabs that are labeled clearly. Consider showing your portfolio to your peers, mentors, supervisors, and others in the field for feedback to gain an external perspective. College students would also benefit from working with their school's Career Services Office as available. When sharing your portfolio with potential employers, tailor the portfolio for specific job applications and integrate portfolio links within online job applications where applicable. Cover letters, which you learn about in Chapter 2, are one way that you can introduce your portfolio, either by providing a link to online portfolio or enclosure with the materials, digital portfolio. A concise and engaging introduction email is another way to present your portfolio that will help you stand out from others competing for the position. See a sample template and example in the Email General Template feature in your ebook. Feel free to customize the template based on your specific situation and the tone you want to convey. Additionally, be sure to personalize it and address the recipient by their name when known. Finally, make sure that you have alignment. Connect accomplishments to personal and professional goals to ensure relevance in the portfolio. If you had a professional goal of enhancing classroom management skills, but then discuss that you organized a school-wide art exhibition showcasing student work, then this would be misaligned. While organizing such an event is an accomplishment, it doesn't match the stated goal. Instead, it would be appropriate to talk about specific efforts or achievements related to managing a classroom, such as implementing an evidence-based behavior management strategy or strategies to cultivate a positive classroom environment. Misalignment like this can create confusion for those reviewing the portfolio and may not effectively showcase the candidate's progress toward their actual professional goals. Each achievement should align directly with the set goals to maintain both relevance and consistency. An example of the effective use of alignment would be if you had a goal of enhancing technology integration. Perhaps you talk about how you accomplished this by attending a workshop on a specific technology, implemented it with your students, and then hosted a professional development session on the topic for your colleagues. This demonstrates how you were able to increase your personal proficiency while also directly contributing to the professional development of others on your team. Remember that it's crucial to keep your portfolio up to date, ensuring that it grows and adapts along with you as your professional goals and experiences evolve. Regular updates allow you to showcase any new achievements, skills, and projects that align with your current ambitions. Whether it's related to academic, extracurricular, or professional accomplishments, ventures, and milestones, keeping your portfolio current ensures that it remains a relevant and accurate representation of your aptitude. This ongoing process not only enhances the authenticity of your portfolio, but also demonstrates a personal commitment to your growth and development. Just like your career evolves, your portfolio should also grow, reflecting your ongoing journey of success and learning. Chapter 3 Summary. This chapter emphasized the importance of showcasing your achievements in a portfolio when searching for a job. It broke down the process, explaining why portfolios matter in today's competitive job market, and provided guidance on identifying and presenting your strengths. From school projects to real-world skills, this chapter aimed to help you turn your experiences into a compelling narrative that employers will notice and find impressive as a personal highlight reel of your best work, both from school and any other experiences. The chapter gave practical advice on choosing where to showcase your portfolio and how to organize it effectively. The chapter also shared tips on using your portfolio in job applications and preparing for interviews. Ultimately, this chapter provided a practical guide to help candidates stand out, shine, and succeed professionally. End of chapter 3.